Hello? Hello? Eric?
$4, yeah, bacon cheeseburger, some fries, chicken nuggets, drinking a cookie. $4. I'm gonna eat dinner and then I'm gonna eat later.
Hello?
I had myself on mute for my accident. Okay. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So tonight we'll be recapping the NFL wildcard weekend, and tonight my co-host is Plaintiff. So let's get right into it. How much do you watch of the first day? I mean Saturday.
I watched mainly all Saturday's games. I saw
Saturday's games were better. I thought the Buffalo game was the best game of the weekend. Buffalo should have won that game. I mean, I give credit where credit's due. Houston fought back, and in the experience of Buffalo just got them. I mean, the Bills played a great game. They just couldn't go over the finish line.
Yeah.
And our buddy Doug couldn't come on the show tonight because he has to work tomorrow. So shout out to Doug. Yeah, so he's a Bills fan. If you guys didn't know already, he's from the Buffalo area. So yeah, I thought the game was great. It was great. And what do you think of the game?
Oh man, Houston had me scared for a minute because I saw him going down 16-0, and I really thought it was just going to be a Buffalo beating.
Yeah. The turning point of the game was J.J. Watt's sack.
Yeah.
That was the turning point of the entire game. It got the crowd back into it. It got the team fired up because as soon as he got the sack, they punted the ball. Houston got the ball back. They went downfield, cut the lead in half, just in the 8. And then just snowballed from there. And went to overtime. Buffalo had a chance in the first drive to get the game-winning field goal, and they just couldn't get in field goal range. And then Houston got the ball back, and they got in position for a game-winning field goal. Wait, did they score field goal or touchdown? He scored a field goal, yeah.
And Houston
won. So props to both teams. They both played well. And yeah. What do you think of the second game? I thought the second game was okay.
I thought New England
was gonna it felt like the first half it was gonna be New England running all over them, and then once Tennessee took the lead, it just took the life out of New England. It took the life out of the stadium. It took the life out of Tom Brady. It just felt like they couldn't go downfield and score. It just felt like Tennessee wanted it more. And Tennessee came in there and they wanted it more. That's the end of it. That's plain and simple. They wanted it more, and it showed in the fourth quarter when Tennessee's coach Vagel, what's his name, former New England, he outsmarted his pupil, his teacher, Bill Belichick, by getting those penalties to run out the clock to 5 minutes, which was a brilliant move on his part. When I was laying in bed and watching that, I said, this is genius. What he is doing is genius. He is taking the playbook out of Bill Belichick and using it on him.
Yep.
And the reaction on Bill Belichick's face when he kept doing that was priceless. He was furious because he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing because he would do it.
Yeah, he was just upset because he got beat
two punch. Yeah, he got beat at his own game. And Tom Brady looked like a shell of himself. I know people are going to say he's still got it a little bit. I think he should retire. I think he should just retire. I know he doesn't want to go out like that. So, do you think Tom Brady retires, or does he come back to New England, or does he go somewhere else?
I like to see him return. I was thinking Tom Brady was hanging up, but he saw his press conference. He said something. He wasn't thinking about going into retirement. He wants to go and play until he's 45.
Yeah. Do you think he goes back to New England, or does he go to like a team like the Chargers? He goes, because he's from California, so could he go back home to California and play for the Chargers?
People say he wants him play for the Chargers on Chargers.
I heard the Cowboys.
No.
If they don't resign that Prescott.
No, Prescott's gonna get the franchise tag.
Yeah. Man, so what do you
he's
see?
Not working with
him. Yeah, he's. So what do you see, New England? What went wrong for New England? It seemed like they had control, and then once Tennessee took the lead, they just couldn't find their way again.
No, I think Derrick Henry went wrong for them. I think this is the first time New England got beat by Russia. Derrick Henry, he saw on that touchdown drive right before halftime, all Derrick
yep.
Henry touched the ball every drive. They couldn't stop him.
Derrick Henry's amazing. He's going to be, after Barkley in the fantasy draft, he's going to be probably the number one back after Barkley. Him and, I would say him. I would take him. I would actually take him over Barkley right now. Call me crazy, but yeah. I'd take him over Barkley right now. Because Barkley, I mean, he's on a better team. And Tennessee is going to run the ball more than the Giants will.
Tennessee couldn't really throw the ball either. So they they ran the ball right down their throats. Just couldn't stop the run.
Oh, yeah. New England was supposed to be the best run team in the league, right?
Run defense, yeah.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady comes back to New England. I don't see him in any other uniform. I think the rumors of him leaving are just rumors. Just people stirring the pot. At the end of the day,
he'll
go
a
back.
Free agent.
Yeah, I know. But I think he'll find a way to go back. I think they'll give him the money. They know they don't want to end that way. They don't want to end the dynasty that way. If he's going to win another one, they want him to win another one in New England. They want that seventh ring. So.
Just pass his time. I don't think he's going to get it.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, Do you think how much do you see any of the Sunday games? I know you went to work for the Eagles game.
Yeah. I actually watched the Eagles game too, but most of the Eagles game while I was at work. I was able to get a small area to myself. There was really nobody there shopping. I was able to watch games. So I saw lots of, the game that shocked me the most was Minnesota.
Yeah, I know. Let's talk about that one. So what do you think went wrong with that game?
I'm really surprising that everybody. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that was pass interference in overtime? Like final touchdown?
Yes. I mean, I think they should have looked at it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they would have overturned it.
They
wouldn't
have overturned it.
No, I don't think. I don't think they would have overturned it.
And looking at it, I could not tell. I did not see pass interference.
But the fact that they didn't even look at it, I think was outrageous because the whole reason we're here in this point where pass interference you get to look at pass interference in replay is because of the Saints. And then how ironic is it that their season ends with a potential pass interference that wasn't looked at again?
And they're the one that started.
The whole reason of this is because of the Saints game last year against the Rams, which was pass interference in that game. And it wasn't it was borderline pass interference in this one. But they should at least look at it just to satisfy the Saints fans. I know that doesn't sound. I know Saints fans don't want to hear that. Do you see the thing I sent you earlier?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I found this Twitter and this woman was saying that, oh, the refs cheated, blah blah blah, and all. Yeah, it's like a 20-second clip. After the show, you can watch it, but. Saints fans think they should have been handed the game. So, I don't think they should have been hit. They should have just won the game. They should have never gone to overtime. They played a bad game. They overlooked the Vikings. They were the heavy favorites. Out of all the four teams, they were the most heavy favorites.
Yeah, I mean, everybody had the Saints winning by at least two scores.
That was supposed to be easy money. I lost money because of that. I lost money because of the Eagles too, but yesterday wasn't good. I don't think the Saints played well. I think they overlooked the Vikings. I think the Vikings went in there with nothing to lose. Like the Eagles did the last 4 weeks, they had nothing to lose. They played their hearts. I give credit where credit's due. Kirk Cousins came out for all the criticism on him all season long. He had a good season. I think he turned it around after he beat the Eagles. That's when he turned it around. His season turned around when they beat the Eagles. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, maybe. I would say maybe, but I think mainly it was when he started running the ball more and trusting Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. I think Kirk Cousins played a well-played game. He managed the ball. He didn't turn the ball over. I think the Saints defense didn't have an answer for Dalvin Cook. They didn't have an answer for Kirk Cousins. And they got beat. They got beat in their home. They were one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, Saints go down again. It's just ironic that the Saints and Eagles played each other last year in the divisional round, and they both lose on the same day. Drew Brees and Tom Brady lose on the same weekend. Who would have thought that? If you going into the weekend, if you told me that Tom Brady and Drew Brees would lose, wouldn't mean making it past this weekend, I'd tell you you're crazy.
No, I told everybody that the Titans was going to lose, win that game. I stuck by that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think
we both picked the Titans. I don't know if I picked the Titans. Did I pick the Titans? No, I think I picked the Patriots. Yeah. I couldn't go against the Patriots. That's right.
Yeah, I went against the Patriots.
Vikings get credit where credit's due. They played well, played game. Do I think they have a chance against San Francisco? I can't say no because they beat the Saints. So, now let's get into the Eagles game. Oh, yeah. So, what are your thoughts on that so-called dirty hit? What do you think it was a dirty hit?
That was a dirty hit. That was a straight-up dirty hit. Nobody looked at it. It was a dirty hit. If you look at the past 2 days, we had to face Clowney. What he did last year with the Texans, Nick Foles, Clowney nearly knocked him out of that game.
Yeah.
And then
he's known for being a dirty player, so... his last name says it all, so he's a clown. But I think the referees, I don't know why they let it go, because if that was Tom Brady, if that was Drew Brees, if that was Aaron Rodgers, they would have looked at it and the clown would have been kicked out of the game.
Yeah. That's one thing I don't like about the NFL. They do.
Favor the quarterback.
Favor certain quarterbacks.
Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers.
Notice how we got personal foul for hitting on Russell Wilson. So-called late hit on Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Derek Fournette. They called that, but they didn't call the late hit on Wentz. I mean, not the late hit, but 30 hit on Wentz. Good. Can you imagine if Fletcher Cox was the one that hit Russell Wilson right in the head? They would have looked at it, and Fletcher Cox would have probably been ejected.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed and we knocked out Russell Wilson, whoever knocked him out would have been ejected. I guarantee that. But because it's the Eagles and because it's wins, the referees, for some reason, didn't want to look at it.
Yeah, well, I'll do the same song. Josh McCown didn't really look impressive. His first game, playoff game ever.
He played his heart out. He's not a kid, but he went out there. He played his heart out with the circumstances. He didn't have any prep. He didn't prepare for this game. He went in there, did what he could, and he kept us in the game. The defense kept us in the game. But we could have easily gotten blown out. We kept fighting. There were some calls that I questioned in the fourth quarter where now what do you think they should have gone for fourth down?
The first, I think when it was like 4-7, when he decided to go for, I think I would have kicked the field goal and
yes,
put it in the deep end. I went down because you're going to need a touchdown either way. But kicking a field goal, at least you'll say, hey, I'm going to kick a field goal, trust in my defense, get the ball back. And
yeah, because let's say we cut it to 17-12, right? And Seattle goes down and gets 3 points. It's 20-12 instead of 20-9. I mean, they didn't get a field goal. They didn't go down and get a field goal because you would stop them. But
for that time,
if that had happened, it would have been 20-9. So you have to get the points no matter what. You cut the lead to 5. Get the ball back, which they did, and I think it changes the play calling because all you need is a touchdown to win, to take the lead, and then you don't need a 2-point conversion. Yeah, yeah, you would still need a 2-point conversion because you need to make it a 3-point game.
You
want to
go up,
right?
Yeah,
because it would have been, 19-17, so they would have needed a 2-point conversion no matter what, but. At least you would have the lead if you don't make it, convert it. So instead of getting a 2-point conversion and you don't make it, you're not down 17-15. You're up 18-17. So yeah, you take the points. There's still plenty of time left. I think them not going for it just set you up for 2 more possessions because you needed possibly 2 more possessions because you need to get a 2-point conversion. If you don't get it, then you definitely need the ball back. So it wasn't meant to be. I mean, if we had pulled it off, would Wentz even be available for Saturday? I mean, the Sunday?
I don't think so.
Because it's concussion? I don't know.
Yeah,
he would have to go.
You have to go.
You would have to go through all
concussion protocol and all that.
So, I don't know. I mean, hindsight is 20/20. It is what it is. It happens. Looking forward to next year. You hear the report that Jim Schwartz is supposedly the Cleveland Browns want to interview him?
No. One thing I've heard is about coaching wise, the big news about Cowboys getting Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, how about that? Mike McCarthy and Ron Rivera are now in our division.
I'm not really worried about Ron Rivera more than worrying about like Mike McCarthy. Well, people are wondering why would you hire Mike McCarthy? Good question after the whole Aaron Rodgers incident. I don't really care. I said bring him. The Cowboys or who they thought they were.
Yeah. So, what do you think the Eagles are gonna have to do this offseason besides the obvious wide receiver and cornerback? Do you think did they get rid of Mike Groh and Jim Schwartz leaves?
I don't know. I mean, everybody's calling for Jim Schwartz's job, which I is too, but here's the way I look at it. It's like, I'm not a big fan of his play calling, his defense.
He actually did a pretty good job.
But when it's come time to play, the defense shows up. I'm not sure if it's because of the coaching or is it because of the situation?
A little bit both. I think they should keep Josh McCown. I think they should promote him to a quarterback coach. Because he is a head coach in high school, so, and I think he was good for Wentz. I think he was a good mentor. I think he would be a good quarterback coach if they wanted to make him an OC. Get rid of Mike Groh, cut ties with him. Either make Bucciari the offensive coordinator or Josh McCown. I mean, as far as free agency or whatever, one name I like is Robbie Anderson. That's who I want. Or A.J. Green.
Yeah.
I think both of them would be great weapons. Hold on. Great weapons. Or... for us, is there any free agency that you want?
I haven't really followed the whole free agency list or whatnot. So I'm not really exactly sure who's free agents, who's what. I know Mike Cooper might be out there.
Yeah.
Couple others.
I don't know if Robbie Anderson is a free agent, but I know AJ Green is. But it's going to be interesting offseason seeing the shakeup this team is going to get, because they do need a little shakeup. I think Boston Scott and Greg Ward are going to be part of this team next year. I think they're going to be starters. It should not. I mean, Boston Scott's going to be the new Darren Sproles. So, I think that's his role, which is a great fit for that. I think Greg Ward is going to be he's either going to be a starter or he's going to be like the third slot receiver.
I'll take him over at Nelson Aguilar any day of the week.
Yeah. Say bye to Nelson Aguilar. Say bye to Jason Peters. I think Malcolm Jenkins. That's going to be it. Rasheed Douglas. Say bye. I mean, Malcolm Jenkins is going to be interesting. That's one interesting name that's going to be talked about all off season. So it would suck to lose him, but if he's asking for a lot, then it can't help. What it'll be interesting. Do you think they bring him back?
Yeah, I will bring him back.
Yeah. I would pay him.
Okay.
You have anything else on the Eagles before we move on to our divisional picks?
I was going to watch the divisional picks. I'm just going to say it was a good season when I lasted. I'm proud. Enjoyed the games.
Yep. The games this weekend were fantastic. Every game was. Every game was good. There was no blowouts, which I hate, unless it's our team. But you and me both proud of the Eagles. They fought hard, and we're looking forward to next season. So, with that said, we'll move on to our divisional picks. Divisional preview. The first game of next Saturday is at 4:30 is 435 is Minnesota and San Francisco. It's going to be an interesting matchup. Nobody thought it was going to be Minnesota going to San Francisco. I didn't. So, it's going to be a fantastic game. San Francisco in the playoffs for the first time in, what, 3 years or 4 or 5 years? Forget. Do you know? It's been a while since.
I think since the Super Bowl there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been like at least 7 years since the 49ers have been in the playoffs. Number one seed. Bye week. They're hosting the Minnesota Vikings, who just came off the upset of the New Orleans Saints.
I think this is a dangerous game for San Francisco.
They can't take Minnesota lightly. Didn't they meet earlier this season? No.
No, they did.
But this is going to be a good game. Two good defenses. Both can score points. San Francisco has a great running game, so does Minnesota. I think it's going to come down to which quarterback doesn't turn the ball over and which defense can make the plays and which running game can kill the clock. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to pick San Francisco 49ers to win 20-16.
I think I will go with upset on the first game as an upset. I think Minnesota can actually beat 49ers.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
So I want to say Minnesota wins an upset. You got to remember, this is Jimmy G's first playoff game.
Yeah. That's why I think they're going to run the ball a lot. The keys of the game is Jimmy G can't turn the ball over, obviously. Same thing with Kirk Cousins. I think, as I said earlier, it's going to come down to which team can run the ball.
So I'm going to take it. We have, our Ravens and Titans number out on the nightcap Saturday night. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It hung up on me.
Yeah.
What was I saying? I was saying, hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
I was saying, how...
You're breaking up.
I was saying, am I breaking up?
Yeah, you're cutting it out.
Okay, is that better?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I was saying that the keys to the game were for each team to run the ball and not turn the ball over, obviously.
Yeah.
I
agree with that.
Next game on the slate this Saturday night is Baltimore and Tennessee. I think this is going to be another great game. I think Tennessee is coming in red hot after beating New England, but I think they took everything out on New England, and I think the Ravens are going to be ready for them. I think Lamar Jackson is going to run all over them. I mean, the running back matchup is fantastic, Derrick Henry versus Mark Ingram, Bama running backs. I think Derrick Henry if he can run the ball like he did in New England, they have a chance. And the key, and Lamar Jackson, obviously the keys to the game is not turn the ball over and possess the ball. And it's gonna come down to which quarterback makes the best plays, and I think that the edge goes to Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson with his plays is gonna confuse Tennessee's defense. I think Baltimore wins. I think it's gonna be a close game until the fourth quarter, and they put the game away. I think they win 28-14.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Baltimore. This one.
Yeah, I think Baltimore is the best team in the NFL right now. I think the only team that can beat them is themselves, obviously. And I think, I don't know if Tennessee has anything left in them to go into Baltimore and win another road game at night. We'll see.
I see Tennessee can do it, but
it'd be interesting. Yeah. Sunday, we have the first game on Sunday is Kansas City and Houston match from I forget what week they played. Houston beat Kansas City earlier this year. Kansas City is out for revenge. It's a payback game. It's playoff time. Deshaun Watson versus Patrick Mahomes. I think this is the first time Houston won a playoff game under Bill O'Brien, so this is the first time they're in the divisional round under Bill O'Brien. Or in their franchise history, right?
I think, yeah, because every playoff game they played so far, they choked it out in wild card game.
They almost choked this one. Last year, they could have easily lost in Wolfstown. But I think this is going to be a good game. Who do you got? I'll let you go first.
I'm going to take Kansas City.
Kansas City? Okay.
Yep.
Any keys to the game?
I would say keys to the game, if you retain Deshaun Watson and double Hopkins, you should be good. Great.
Yeah.
I think what beat Buffalo, what did Buffalo in last week was they just lost containment on Deshaun Watson. He had that wild scramble play that led him to that miracle throw for a field goal that let him down a field goal in overtime.
Yep, exactly. I'm actually going to go Houston in this one. I think Houston has Kansas City's number. I think they beat them earlier in the season. I think, I don't know if Kansas City can, I think both teams are good. It wouldn't shock me if Kansas City won. It wouldn't shock me if Houston won. So, but I'm going to go with the upset here. I'm going to go Houston 31, Kansas City 30. I think Houston will not upset them, and we'll see a rematch in the AFC Championship game, Lamar Jackson versus Deshaun Watson. And in the final game of this weekend, it's Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, we all know these two have history in the playoffs from a couple of years ago. We know that play. What is this game? Seattle and Green Bay. Huh. Yeah, don't these two have history in the playoffs a couple years ago?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think there was a year that Seattle won the Super Bowl. There was a controversy in the playoff game, I think. I have to look that up. Anyway, I think Seattle barely got by the Eagles. I think if Carson Wentz had played, I think it would have been a different outcome. And I think we'd be talking about the Eagles and Packers rematch instead of the Seahawks. But I give Seattle credit. They came into the link and beat us. So, but I don't think they can go into Lambeau Field and beat Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is on a mission. I think nobody's talking about Green Bay. Everybody's talking about San Francisco. Everybody's talking about Baltimore, Kansas City, Tennessee. Nobody's giving a shot to Green Bay. I think Green Bay goes and wins. I think they go to the NFC Championship game. And, yeah, I think they actually won fairly easy against Seattle. I think they win 31-17.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go Green Bay with this one.
I think everybody's underrating Green Bay in the playoffs right now. But all you hear is about Baltimore,
Tennessee.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
it's cold
exactly.
Down there.
You want to give your Super Bowl picks, or?
Well, I have it right now. I'll definitely want to go say Green Bay and Baltimore.
Oh, that's interesting. That's actually my pick, too.
I'm going to go Green Bay and Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay and Baltimore. I got Green Bay winning the whole thing.
I got Baltimore winning the whole thing.
I think it'll be a great Super Bowl.
Better than last year's, I know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see Baltimore winning it, too, but I just think nobody's looking at Green Bay, besides you and me, obviously. No. I think Green Bay is being overlooked. I think they have a great chance of winning the Super Bowl because they have Aaron Rodgers. People forget they have Aaron Rodgers. And they have a good running game in Aaron Jones. I think he's underrated. And their defense is okay. I think they're decent enough to manage in the playoffs. But I think Green Bay wins. I think they beat San Francisco next week. They're going to San Francisco and beat San Francisco. And I think Baltimore beats Houston. And we get Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Green Bay and Baltimore.
Yep. Should be an interesting one.
Oh, definitely. Before we head out, we'll get some plugs and then we'll head out. I don't know if there's going to be a show on Friday because probably won't be available.
All right.
We'll have to see.
Keep me updated. That's all.
Yeah. Are you available,
Fanny? After 9:30 or so, I should be
around. I probably won't. It depends on if I have plans with my family. So, but
yeah.
Let's get some plugs. Listen to Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and listen to them every Friday night after us on Mr.com/DirtSheetDudes and every other Saturday at whatever time they do it for the Hollywood Hangout. And then they do shows after pay-per-views, especially the big ones, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, and NXT TakeOvers. So catch them when they do that. They do some movie reviews, as I said. They're good guys. Listen to us every Friday. Time's always to be determined because of our schedules. And every Sunday for the Wednesday Night Wars. Unfortunately, last night we couldn't do it. Something came up. But we should be back next Sunday. Probably at 6 or 7 o'clock. Time to be determined. Just look out for that. And thank you, Cliff. for another good show. And hopefully we'll do this next Monday with Doug. Maybe a little earlier. I mean, do you know your schedule for this Monday?
Huh? I'm not going to be able to do Sunday.
Monday. Next Monday.
Oh, yeah. Monday, yeah. I'll come by. Well, let's
know. Okay. Cool. Okay. Yep. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Yep. Enjoy the football next week. Should be another good weekend. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Later.
See you. Good night.
Bye.